This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Joining us on St. Patrick's Day, Charlie Gasparino. Charlie, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Did you know that St. Patrick was Italian?
Yes, we did. A guy before you just called. No surprise that a Gasparino. Charlie, I went to a high school where on St. Patrick's Day, there was a guy with a long last name, a counselor, and also Italian kids. It was Irish and Italian. Rough, Grays Ferry, Philadelphia, kind of a mix. They would all dress in black, like we were the mob suddenly on St. Patrick's Day. Just a, and the teacher did it, too. God.
Well, as I told my friend's father, Sean O'Malley, back in the day, when I told him that, you know, Ed O'Malley, Sean was my friend. I said, Ed, you know, St. Patrick was Italian. And he said, well, only an Italian can throw snakes out of a country.
Well, Charlie, exciting time to be Fox Business, Wall Street, and the like. We see egg prices down tremendously. You think
for consumers, they stopped killing the chickens, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think for consumers now that takes away a metric that was difficult for Trump and the Trump administration?
Well, I mean, yes, in some ways, but it wasn't his fault. And I mean, it was kind of a popular metric only because it was eggs and everybody eats eggs. But, you know, this trade war stuff, this tariff back and forth, if it does, you know, if they do what they say they want to do, they're kind of all over the place. You know, it's going to have some impact on prices. There's no doubt. And it's going to be more than just eggs. What I can't figure out with the Trump administration is until very recently, I really thought that tariffs was a means to achieve a goal, you know, get them, meaning the trading partner, to lower their tariffs so we can get them all down to zero. But they kind of speak out of both sides of their mouth on this. It's like I hear Howard Lutnick on Fox the other day with my good friend Martha McCallum, who asked like great questions. You know, Martha's not exactly a business reporter, but she asks like the best questions. You know, where are you going with this? And do you really think that tariffs can increase economic growth? And he said yes. Now, I just don't get that. I mean, you know, he thinks we can help plug the budget deficit by putting on tariffs. I mean, yeah, you get some money from tariffs, but then they reciprocate with tariffs. And they take some money away. I mean, it's a zero-sum game at some point. So I'm not sure where the Trump administration is going with all these tariffs. I think, you know, the evidence is that there's a lot of bluster here, though, and not a lot of tariffing, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think that's why the markets are kind of stabilizing the last couple of days. They're kind of getting the feeling that, you know, Trump, the administration might be putting out mixed signals about tariffs. Some, like Scott Bessent, said we want zero tariffs because that's why we're doing this, to equalize the playing field. And then Lutnick comes out and says, oh, no, we can grow the economy through tariffs. But when it really comes down to it, Trump is kind of like, he's using it to achieve a goal. And the goal, once the goal is met, he backs away. And I think that's why the markets are. What are they doing now? They were up at the open.
They're up a little bit. So you're not buying that. Look, I was on the show and didn't have a chance, and I'm not a business reporter. I would have jumped into the ring. The two hosts, I don't want to say the chat wasn't Fox, were just cavalierly saying, well, this is just a correction. You know, nothing to see here and all. And I'm looking at 401k. I look twice a day. I don't know about you. I'm saying to myself, I don't think this is a correction. I think this is a force, to your point, of what's going on here. Will these countries capitulate? But in the short term, there's going to be some economic pain.
Yeah, I mean, short term, definitely. I mean, listen, if this is just a way to get them to do what we want in terms of lowering their tariffs, I think the markets adjust to that. I mean, overall, the economy is pretty strong. You still have corporate, and you look at corporate profits, and that's the mother's milk of the markets. They're still pretty good. We don't have a banking crisis. Our banks are strong, so they can lend money. We have a federal government that is in utter disarray with, gazillions of debt, which needs to be addressed. And that's kind of an issue that the Trump people are taking on. And Doge isn't the cure-all, but it's a step, a great step in that direction. So, I think there's a lot of positives here that are getting outweighed by the debate over tariffs and whether it's the Howard Lutnick tariff theory or the Scott Bessent tariff theory. There's material differences between the two. If you really believe that tariffs are going to plug the budget deficit and bring up economic growth because it's going to shift all the jobs here, well, then, there's going to be, that's one regime. That's a very strong, heavy-handed tariff regime. But if you believe that we're doing these things because we want them to, trading partners will reciprocate to that, and it's going to be a massive transition. But if you believe that this is a means to an end, get everybody lower their tariffs, which I think the markets are starting to believe right now, this is transitory, as they say.
Right.
I know they said that with inflation, but it wasn't.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Look, I don't know either one of these guys, but I'll tell you from where I sit, just the eye test of this. The Secretary of Treasury, I think, is solid. The other guy, Les would be more with the Lutnick guy. Every time he's out there, he's a guy, he's only the Commerce Secretary, Charlie, it seems to me, and he thought he was going to be higher, maybe the Treasury Secretary.
Oh, yeah, no, and there was a battle for Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, right, and he's out there saying stuff that I think Trump deep down would cringe at. I don't think Trump's gone that far on this stuff, ultimately.
He hasn't, not rhetorically, and certainly not in practice, because he's pulled back.
Right, right.
So maybe it's just Howard, freelancing and, kissing up to Trump because he wants to be Treasury Secretary in 2 years when Bessent's sick of it. I have no idea. I mean, I've known Howard for a long time. I personally like him. He's a tough Wall Street guy. I don't know Besant. I know him by reputation. And he's a very, very smart guy.
Yes.
He understands capital markets. He understands trade. He's got the whole thing. And Howard created a really good firm that was blown up. I mean, these are both, really smart, intense people. But if you're talking economics, high-level economics, I mean, you got to go with Besant over Howard. It's like,
yeah.
Dollars to donuts there.
Wanted to ask you, how severe are things hitting Tesla? And is it the type of thing where Elon Musk is going to have to pay more attention to the company? Or are these things just the left wishing that they're damaging him that much?
Well, I mean, I've written about this, that it's not the left at this point, but early on in his Doge thing, I followed the test. I noticed Tesla shares trading off, and I talked to some big shareholders, and they wanted him to spend more time with the company. And I did a story in the Post about it. I reported on Fox. This has taken a little different turn now. It's, since he's become so political and polarizingly political, so a lot of the people in his core, the core Tesla, audience would be, left of center. They're starting to take it out on him. I don't know. Here's the thing. Elon's got a lot of money to burn, number one. Okay, we should point that out. Tesla stock is still doing very well. I mean, it's off its highs, obviously, but it's still, if you look at a long-term chart, it's done great over the last 5 years. The other thing is that the company itself, just from a pure P&L standpoint, has always been a little wonky, right? It's always traded much higher than, look at its price earnings ratio. You'll see it's pretty big. You would say it's trading well beyond its earnings. So maybe this is a reason to take some profits on the stock right now because you have all these political issues. Tesla always traded to me as if it was, it was Amazon. Like, there was a point in time when Amazon traded well above how much money it was making because it was the promise that it was going to be this supermarket for all things, and it did happen. So people bet that. Made a lot of money, and I always thought Tesla was doing the same, was trading the same way. And if you're going to have a stock like that, it's always going to be volatile. I wonder if Elon cares, though. I mean, he is a guy at just another level, and he seems to enjoy some of this stuff. Just to be honest with you.
Well, that plays right into what I was going to ask you. I have never met him. I've done a thing in the Oval Office with the president. When people say, "Well, why would you do this? Look at what you're giving up." When you get to that level. And you've seen this. People have all the money in the world. What's next? Well, power. There's nothing better than being president. But if you can't do that, if you're coming in and disrupting the federal government in this manner, it's unparalleled. That's got to be exciting, at least for a while.
Yeah, and it's not for nothing, but it's necessary, right? I mean, what was the one thing? People run businesses. And people who actually run businesses, when they look at the federal government and how it's run and what we spend money on, they go nuts. And that's kind of what he's doing. I mean, he would never allow this type of spending and this type of waste at Tesla or Twitter. Remember, he came in, he just fired 90% of the staff because they didn't need him. They had so many people there working. So, what he's doing is necessary. And to be honest, I know people that banked him, were close to him. They called him Crazy Elon, and not for nothing, he is a little out there. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't think he cares. I think he's just going to keep doing this.
All right. So
I think we should be glad. We should be thankful that he's doing.
Oh yeah,
too.
Without a doubt, Charlie. Where do we find you? What's the best way? New York Post. I read you whenever you're there. Where else on a regular basis?
I'm on X. I post a lot on X. Just musings and thoughts and scoops. I'm on Fox Business. I'm on Fox News. I'll be on at 3:50 today in Fox Business. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I write books, as you know, Go Woke, Go Broke, The Inside Story of the Radicalization of Corporate America. You can buy it on Amazon. So I try to be everywhere, even here in Philly.
You are. Well, Charlie, thank you. Always love having you on the show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Particularly okay, given St. Patrick's lineage, as you mentioned.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm eating the pizza right now.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie Gasparino here on Talk Radio 1210.